Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners of the beautiful country. As welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. So do utilise your mob, and a big shout out to First Nation radio station across this deadly country of ours, a deadly black network, and yarning up strong. So do utilise it, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to jump straight in and have a chat now to Kaylee and Joanne Nicholson, mother and daughter, founders of Yulam, mother and daughter COVID era, camping, trips, burrs, and First Nations led outdoor business. So entrepreneurs, mother and daughter. On the line we have Kaylee and Joanne. Good morning, girls. How are we?
Good morning. We're well, thank you.
Too deadly. Welcome to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob and where you're from.
Oh, we have more than one connector in the country.
Yes.
Tunrung, Wamba, Barapa, Yorta Yorta, Wiradjuri, just to name a few.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Good. Too deadly. Now, Kaylee, you're the mother?
No, I'm the daughter.
Well, you both sound like sisters. Take that as a compliment. Joanne, take that as a compliment.
Yes, I can always answer Mum's phone and everybody's like, Joanne. And
say, not even. Oh, look, too deadly. Great talking with you both. So in between lockdowns during COVID-19 pandemic's early moments, you decided to do like a camping on country and it turned into a business as such, yes?
Yeah, that's right. It was just our bush, two of us, and, you know, not much else to do. We got yarning, of course, and Mum, I was talking about getting some camping equipment and trying to sell it, and Mum goes, oh, if you want to start a business, I'll do it. And yeah, we went a little bit further out bush and my brain was just ticking over and we got back and I said, "Were you serious, Mum?" She said, "Yep."
Yep.
That was it. It's been a whirlwind ever since. We've been just, you know, thought it was a good idea. Why don't we just back ourselves? And we've
good.
Been going.
Look, everything going. Starts with an idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how you started. So we're talking about Yulam. The word Yulam, where's it come from? What's the meaning to it, sister?
Yeah. So Yulam is a Tunurung language word. It directly translates to camp, but it's a bigger meaning
camp.
Than that.
All right, yes.
Place that you love and care for. So, you know, we wanted to instill that message into the camping community and we just thought it was really fitting for what we wanted to do.
Yes. So how does a camp work? Have you got a vehicle that carry people or do you have a convoy of people joining you or paint that picture?
Yeah, so what we do is we meet up with the group at a certain location depending on the group's experience level and you know, what they're hoping to get out of it. But all the camping experiences are located around Tunurung country, so that's about an hour out of Melbourne, straight up the Hume Highway.
Yes.
All two-wheel drive accessible, so nobody needs a fancy car or anything like that to come out. Just kind of follow along, and once we get to the campsite, it's all systems go.
All systems go. So you organise the cooking and the activities and the sleeping arrangements. How's that all work?
Yeah, so people have the option to purchase Yulam equipment. If they have their own, they're welcome to bring it as well. But the fee covers all the guide fees, the food and snacks, and any activities that we do while we're out there.
Good. And let's talk about some of the activities that you do out there.
Yeah, so we'd like to teach people to cultivate their own connection with country.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's a lot of black bulls that didn't grow up on country, and there's also, you know, the broader community that can benefit from Aboriginal philosophy. So we do some really nice mindfulness, kind of meditative activities.
Yeah.
And depending on the experience level of the group and what they're about, so we do, you know, Aboriginal mob-only experiences or we do activities.
Good.
For the broader community, it might be, if it's a beginner's group, we'll do kind of the basics of camping. How do you choose a good campsite? You know, what food do you bring? What sort of safety considerations do you need? All that sort of stuff.
Good. So, Joanne, so just you and Kaylee, you guys host the visitors, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, fantastic. And what camp, when we're talking camping, are we talking a weekend or 3-4 days, a week?
No, at the moment it's just overnight camping.
Okay.
We're only just, Kaylee and I, at the moment. We hope to expand it.
Good.
In the future, but at the moment they're just overnighters.
Too deadly. So what's the family think of your business venture?
Yeah, they're all pretty excited for us. Yeah. They're, what do you call it? I don't know, cheerleaders in their own.
Yeah, market. Sure, exactly. So, fantastic opportunity. And look, Grace, so how long have you guys been running?
So, we came up with the idea about a year ago.
Yeah.
But we formed as a company in November last year. So.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, good. And how do you do, like, reservations? How do you do bookings? Do you get phone calls or do you advertise? Do you have a web page? How do you promote yourself?
Yeah, we've got a website, killam.com.au, and
okay.
People can go on there and read about the different experience options. We also do corporate workplaces as well. So
yes.
The best way to book with us is just to shoot through an email, either Kaylee, K-A-L-E-Y, at killam.com.au, or experience at killam.com.au. And then we just work with the group one-on-one to lock in a time and
sure.
Take it there. We're on all the socials too if you want to check out our.
I'm looking at your webpage here now. Look, too deadly. Connect with country. Fantastic. Shop the range. Cooking and eating. Corporate packages. It's right there. Too deadly. And and like yarning around the fire as well. And look, you can't beat that. And when we're talking about being out in the wilderness, and then we're talking about COVID-19 as well. I mean, talk about 1.5 metres away from each other, you know, keeping clean, locked down, what have you. Well, out bush. You know, no COVID-19 out there. It's a good, safe getaway, you could say.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You've got nothing but space, nothing but fresh air out bush.
No, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations. So, Yilam, YILAM.com.au.
Yep,
so there it is. Put it out there. You might all check it out and look, probably pick up a concept and an idea as well. And you can do the same in your own country. But look, that's fantastic. Entrepreneurs, Kaylee and Joanne. Kaylee, is that right? Kaylee?
Yep, that's right.
Mother and daughter business. So look, fantastic. Girls can do anything, Joanne.
We sure can.
Thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Keep in touch and keep doing what you're doing, my sisters.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Big shout out. Day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Deadly Yarn. So that's Kaylee and Joanne and Nicholson, a mother and daughter show in regard to founders of Yilam. Yilam.com.au. Check it out. And mother-daughter COVID era camping trip spurs First Nation-led outdoor business. So, look, they are up and running as a business. Fantastic. And creating a nice space there for all people, black and white, young and old, come out camping. Have yarns around fire, around the campfire, and have stories, and talk to them about what you need to bring. Fantastic. Too deadly. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, from my eyes, no fixed address here in your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israel Air Service. Deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Let's look at top stories in the news. The Queen's returns home for the last time. Unusual what Caddick's husband said that caught cops' attention. King Charles' staff given a redundancy notice during church service for Queen. Michelle might have found the solution to the housing affordability crisis. And other stories here. Stocks suffer worst day since June 2020. And other news here. See what Russians left behind after being run out of city. Rapid loss of territory in Ukraine reveals spent Russian military. No seeding. Why Harry can't let Meghan get in the way. A woman with facial difference pretends to be famous to gain confidence. And also other news here. Look at football here. Mitchell torn to shreds after NRL farce. Other stories here. The exclusive here, well, Daniel Locker names new look spine contenders for Brisbane Broncos. Royal biography claims Queen died from a serious and variable fatal condition. And Britney Spears speaks out after facing backlash for body shaming. So there it is. They're the headlines for today's news. What headlines is happening with your mob, with your community, with your organisation? All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Sultan, Kev Comedy, paving the way for me and many. The stand up tall, young black and deadly, I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life, you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got our flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patience on a racer and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man.
I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe. That's the answer. Question time. Freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother, written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy, you mimic me, deep down the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpunga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchawitza. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays, all that love for all the Ghana mob in SA, they understand what I say, cause I feel like
they're taking all our money as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lost pawn to a love. Cause a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man, my man, my man, na 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 na. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan.
Yeah, get me out. That's King Stingray here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can also text me, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at news here from the ABC by regional social affairs reporter Erin Park. The headline here, judges go bush to learn about Indigenous culture with aim to deliver fairer justice in courts. David Newry, Nyungung, is an accomplished Aboriginal elder, but he still remembers the day he was a skinny little black kid, scared 16-year-old boy appearing in court for the first time. More than 20 judges attend a three-day immersion program in the bush to learn about Aboriginal culture in a bid to prevent miscarriages of justice. Indigenous people are often disadvantaged in court system due to language barriers and cultural protocols. Indigenous Australians are 13 times more likely to be in prison than the rest of the population. So it's a warning to my mob out there. Listeners, advise that this article contains confronting images, and stories of people who have died. So a story there for a brother there. I was shaken in the dock because it was really frightening, he says. I didn't understand the evidence. I wasn't asked, and I just stood there not understanding what was happening. The Mirirong man is now an Aboriginal interpreter working to ensure Indigenous people get a fairer hearing in court, whether they are witnesses, victims or alleged offenders. He has had a rare opportunity to give feedback directly to some of the most senior judges in Australia. A group of 23 judges has headed bush to learn about the cultural complexities that can lead to miscarriages of justice. So it's a good thing that these judges have come to sit down and learn about cultural protocol and how it affects things in court, Mr. Newby said. There are lots of misunderstandings. Sometimes people don't talk because they're embarrassed. They don't speak English, so they end up sentencing for something they don't understand. Judges go bush, so the 23 judges travel from Sydney to Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth in early September as part of the innovated program aimed at improving the understanding of Aboriginal culture and communication. They spent 3 days in communities in the West Kimberleys on a cultural immersion program organised by the University of Notre Dame, Nyalungu Institute, and Chief Judge Julie Wagger, who heads the District Court of Western Australia, said it was an eye-opening experience. It has been important to understand that there might be a cultural reason that things can't be discussed in court, she says. So having a blank answer or I don't remember might not be the case, and further investigation is needed. I think every judicial officer really wants to make sure that Aboriginal people get a fair deal and they feel heard and safe in court, but we need to have the knowledge to do that. So I think that's a great thing in regarding educating the our lawyers and judges of the courts in regarding dealing with First Nation people. When a First Nation person is sitting in court, they're not saying nothing. Well, yeah, they could have an English problem regarding communication or don't understand the process. So very important. There's a gap there that needs to be closed as well. Have you saying Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Marley, okay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Marley, okay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Hey, what'd you get on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Good daily, Mob. Welcome back to your daily live broadcast here. We're talking National Talk Back, BBM 98.7 FM, Trendy Trevor and Mike Murray from Nakari. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Now, water safety is just as important as road safety for parents. New research reveals 70% of Australian parents believe water safety education and swimming lessons are just as important as road safety. Death by drowning is highest among children under four, with 8 drowning in backyard pools last year. Pool Works and Kids Alive are back again for Learning to Swim Week 2022, 23 September to 1st of October, offering free swimming lessons for children under five. Can you tell us more about the survey findings?
We surveyed a number of parents, and it says that 70% of Australian parents believe that water safety education and swimming lessons are just as important as road safety. In fact, 28% believe it to be even more significant.
Why is it so important that children receive adequate water safety education?
Children need water safety education because it saves lives. It's that simple. Tragically, death by drowning in swimming pools is still the highest among children under the age of five. And 2.7 million Australians are living in a house with a swimming pool. That spells danger.
How can swimming pool drownings be prevented?
Swimming pool drownings can be prevented by parents taking advantage of that partnership between Kids Alive and Pool Works with the free swimming lessons in Learn to Swim Week. It's from the 23rd of September to Sunday the 1st of October.
What advice do you have for Aussies who want to increase their children's water safety?
My advice is start swimming lessons ASAP, because swimming lessons save lives, and if you've got a child under the age of five, your children are at risk. And with Learn to Swim Week coming up, this is the perfect opportunity for you to go and get some free swimming lessons.
Where can Australians go to find out more?
Australians can go straight to the website, www.learntoswimweek.com. Register your child's name at the participating swim school in your area.
Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, that was a deadly yarn there with Laurie Lawrence, founder of the Kids Alive, and talking about summer coming on. We all need to be careful with looking after our young ones, especially our young ones, but also adults as well, in regard to not having alcohol around swimming, so you can be on the alert and also looking after yourself. So Kids Alive, Do the Five is Laurie Lawrence, founder of Kids Alive. So very important, and a lot of our kids have drowned because of that. And so we need to do our bit to look after our precious young ones. Water is a good invite for relaxation and cooling off, but it can be a dangerous hazard as well. So we need to do our bit, all facet. That's backyard swimming pools. Shut the gate. That's what's very important. Make sure there's no stools, chairs around the pool fence, so they're not climbing over. And also, like I said, alcohol. So very important to keep alcohol out of the picture in that phase. Have you seen Yana Strong? Had the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I looked out from my mind, you that you may find it tough in the many years to come, but just hold your head high and remember where you come from. Just remember, 'cause you'll always have family. Don't be frightened, never fear. No, no, 'cause your precious family, they will always hold you dear. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Marie girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, don't be shy, my sister. Just stand up and speak your mind. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. And you're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Murray girl. Yeah. Oh,
oh, oh.
Well, I'm talking about my mother. And I'm talking about my auntie. And I'm talking about
too beautiful. That's Too Deadly, my sister, Rochelle Watson-Pitt. Big shout out, my sister, and to all our beautiful sisters out there, our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our aunties, our granddaughters. It's all about love and respect. So big shout out to all our beautiful women out there. Let's talk NRL. The finals, semi-finals happening this weekend. Eels up against the Raiders. Of course, the loser's out. The winner goes ahead and plays Penrith Panthers to see who goes in grand final. The other game, that's on the Friday night. And the Saturday night game is Sharks up against Rabbitohs. And the loser's out. The winner goes on to play Cowboys to see who goes in grand final. So may the best team win there. And, commiseration going out to Melbourne Storms as well as Roosters who are at the competition. And so there's only six teams left, and there's going to be four after this weekend. And then last two standing after next weekend. See who goes in grand final the following week. Have your say. Maybe you want to talk football here on National Talkback, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
Yeah, Delhi Track, they're everywhere. That's Black Image. They are everywhere. To Delhi, you mob, big shout out there. Hope all mob, would you? This is your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We got, who we got on? Selwyn, good morning, my brother.
Good morning, dear brother. Yeah, brother, I'm still toing and froing. Mm. We're still in emergency accommodation, but I guess we're like the pussycat, brother. You chuck them in there, they come and land on their feet, brother.
Mm. Yes, and, exactly.
I want to start up a tour yard, one dry, two yard by Murray, one sale. I think both, and this first one, I think many too old, we're told too old to be young for, and we're too young to be. Too old to be young and too young to be an elder. Mm. But this brother's first one, brother, I told you a story before. We was waiting the flag ceremony there for NAIDOC in the mall there, you know. And we had a very deep discussion, nothing about what NAIDOC mean to us. Mm. We wasn't talking about any Murray Obama or Janet Cash girl, or we wasn't even talking about any woman, any backpacker woman. We was talking about a man, brother. We talking about Dynamo. Yeah, the musician. Yeah, Mini was talking about a Dynamo. So that's talking about a little bit upbeat story, brother.
Thank you.
But another fellow, brother, he's elder, and he was at Stockland, and without any prompting, he said, yeah, he credited, and I believed him. He said, our Tiger O'Shane fought for the kids to go to school here from Yarrabah to go to school here in Cairns. Mm. And I thought about, I was thinking about what I'm going to talk about today. And right now, the King, he's over in Belfast, over in Northern Ireland. Eh? Mm. And, you know, like the biracial relationship between Aboriginal and Irish, there's a lot of activists, biracial families, brother, and one of them was Pat O'Shane. I get all teary-eyed, I get choked up when I talk, brother. But Pat, you know, we talk about coppers getting charged. Pat O'Shane, brother, but there was a 15-year-old girl got assaulted by two bullymen up from Reba, brother. They got charged. Mm. And nobody heard that story about bullymen, and because of Pat O'Shane, brother, and, sorry, I get choked up some. But you know, bullymen actually got charged. And brother, talking about Ireland, and the races are listening. You know, brother, everything in Australia is so black and white, and that we should get over it and move on. And I got a bit hit when Bram Collins come on the show and talk about being positive. And of course, he did share the land with David Archon family, the Irwin people, I think it is. And when he said, we fight over land like two dogs, two fleas fighting who owns the dog. Mm. And that was very heartfelt, and I had to say something about it. Mm. You know, when I went to that second Black Lives Matter march put on by Sam Bacow, and I heard Uncle Guju talking there, and he spoke about his partner when he went over to Highland, his partner home. Mm. It's 300 G's in the family. I said, back with him. That's at home still there. Mm. But here we have. We lost a lot of land. And what hit me about Ram is that nigger. And of course, he would have benefited his family. I think they were on that Labachu country for over 100 G's. And that really hurt me. And the difference, you know, like when I say it's also black and white, well, they all get over it. And, you know, the Irish people, brother. They were illegally occupied by England longer than us, brother.
Exactly.
And we're told we lost the war because we didn't have weapons. They always had guns, the IRA, but there's Northern Ireland, of course, and there's the Irish Republic.
And well, brother, the royal family got a lot to answer for, haven't they?
Sorry, brother?
The royal family have got a lot to answer for.
Oh, shit, yeah, but don't, brother, the IRA, they blew, you know, Prince Charlie's favorite uncle, his name was Lord Louis Van Batten. They assassinated him and his family in Northern Ireland. Mm. And he was also a pedophile. And the war continues to continuously, and it makes you wonder, makes you sort of work out why a lot of our rich Australian got an affinity and empathy for us. Shane Howard from Galena Band, Jack Thompson, Kevin Rudd, you know, the apology, Thomas Keneally, and brother, the massacre, my own massacre brother, the activist that fought for it. His name was Plunk. He was an Irishman. He fought for those white fellows to get hung. And what Gordon Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Slim Dusty. I had one of his concert where he spoke. It roughly goes like this. He said, he sang or performed before I think Prince Charles and some other royalty. But he was an Edmund the Pub, brother. He wasn't even the Pub. He was Prince Charles, and it was taking the Mickey out of the English, brother.
Yes.
And that's why I think they have a lot of empathy for us. So it's not so much if they want to. I think Chris Graham.
Chris Graham. Yes.
One of the ways to fight racism is to mirror back their own hypocrisy. And when they say that it's all black and white and we should go over in Ireland, that's why he's in Northern Ireland, Republic in Ireland, and they're still fighting for their country over there. And for the first time ever, for a long time, when they had that Brexit-Mexican standoff, it was because the EEC had recognized or acknowledged the Irish sovereignty.
And yes.
So what I'm trying to say, they're still all for us. And when they try and to use that, what Chris Graham say, especially on Facebook, brother, you mirror back the old hypocrisy, what they say that about us. And that's why a lot of... not a lot, but that's why Irish people they have an effect. And I think during the early when they settled this country, and the convicts, of course, a lot of them were Irish, and they fought alongside the black fellows down there against the British, the Red Coast.
Yes,
they fought against them. One more, brother, before I go. Better finish. Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you, Selwyn. To Delhi, beautiful yarn. There's Selwyn, regular caller here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Come to the time where 25 signs off for today. Thank you very much for your company, mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.